The Wealth of Nations, author Adam Smith. Book 1. Benefits of Division of Labor. The division of labor increases efficiency in any manufacturing industry. Increment in productivity is attributed to three main effects of division of labor. They include specialization in a particular task, faster production rate through increased efficiency, and technical innovation. Specialization increases laborers' expertise, which stirs innovation of simpler processes, which increase production rate. Specialization also promotes innovation of new technology for use in production of materials and even in production of better materials. The ability to barter, truck, and exchange has helped mankind to procure convenience in life. Unlike animals which have to gain expertise in all aspects of their life, people live conveniently through division of labor according to the market demand. The size of the market determines the extent of division of labor. In larger towns and cities, division of labor extends to simple specializations, such as pottery, because the market is large enough to help a porter make a decent trade from it. The transport structure and accessibility of towns also determines its growth. During the 1850s, the coastal towns experienced greater growth and division of labor due to their access to the important waterways. The need for common currency. With the initial stages of the division of labor occurring, the society needs a common accepted currency. The importance of an accepted currency is to enhance exchange of products between people. A currency makes it easier for one to set proper rates of exchange that are fair and worth the amount paid. This necessity is the origin of money. The wealth of a person is measured by the quantity of labor one can command or purchase. This can be seen as in a comparison of products such as water and diamonds. While diamonds are of no use to life, they are the most expensive, while water, which is essential to sustain life, is almost free. However, the difficulty of getting a diamond ore is way more than that of getting water. The price is a collection of three components, including the wages and maintenance costs, the rent, and profits. Natural price of the commodity versus market price. The natural price of a commodity is the price of the commodity that is just enough to cover the three components of the price. The market price, on the other hand, is the actual price of a product. The market price is determined by the demand from willing buyers with relation to the availability of the commodity in the market. It may be above or below the natural price. The product of labor. In its original state, the entire product of labor belongs to the laborer. However, the wages of labor are now shared with the laborer by other parties, such as the landlord. The maintenance fees and other expenses also depreciate with produce of labor. Wages paid are mainly dependent on the agreement between the master and laborer. Similarly, the demand for employment and supply of labor depend on the price of labor, exactly as in the case of market prices for commodities, where price relies on the supply of commodity and demand from willing buyers. Profitability of a stock depends on the same causes that determine the wages of labor and state of wealth in a society. An increase in stock lowers profit while increasing wages. The investors of a particular trade are the determinants of the profits from stocks. The profits are difficult to calculate over a long period of time. Hence, use of interest rates and payments can be more predictable in measuring profit stock. The advantages and disadvantages of different employment of labor are similar within a neighborhood. However, the rates of labor vary highly due to the factors that deal with the difference in the employment types and the difficulty of the employment, among other variations that point to differentiating tasks with different advantages and disadvantages. This causes the rate to vary within a particular location. The rent is highly dependent on the productivity of the land. As productivity increases, the rent also increases, as the landowner increases its value. The variations in the rent vary in many ways, which make it difficult for some tenants to afford rent regularly, while others afford the rent. Book 2. In a primitive society, where there is no division of labor, there are hardly any exchanges and every person has to provide for what they have. As division of labor continues and extends to the particular branches, the production rate increases, the jobs become simpler for each laborer, and more employment opportunities are created. Accumulation of labor is necessary for improvement of productive powers of labor. Stock in light of theory. The consumption rate of a person's stock is relative to the quantity available. That means that a man with little stock to last just a few days would rather keep it for use, while one with stock to last for months would rather gain revenue from the extra stock. This extra stock is the capital. Fixed capital is the revenue that is invested in improving land or purchasing the machinery necessary for your occupation, and the circulating capital is such as that of a merchant, whereby he buys goods and sells at a profit, then buys again. Basically, the capital keeps changing its form. A country's annual produce is a summation of everyone's produce throughout the year. However, there are a few variations in the understanding of capital, in that while for the country money is a fixed capital, it is circulating capital for the individual. The fixed capital is aimed at increasing the productive power of labor. Money can also not be considered as revenue because it simply changes hands to cover different components of a commodity. Banking system is an important aspect that promotes trade of a country. It promotes trade through offering loans at an interest rate, and hence allowing the merchant borrowing the money to make more while they are also earning. Labor can be described as productive or unproductive, depending on the value of the produce of the labor. Productive labor has no costs in general, since the wages they are paid are gained in the value they produce. Hence, a successful trader should focus to increase productive labor, while unproductive labor is kept just enough for comfort and convenience. Methods of capital employment. Capital may be employed in four ways, which are procuring the raw materials required for production periodically, processing the raw materials to finish products for consumption, transportation of goods to the market or raw materials to the production area, and finally, through using it to fund different demands that arise in running a business. These applications are necessary for different purposes in any business to grow or exist. Book 3, The Interdependence Between the People in the Towns and Those in the Countryside, is one of great depiction to division of labor. The countryside produces raw materials and many manufacturing processes occur in towns. The two regions reciprocate their outcomes. Gains in the town will have gains for the countryside and vice versa. After the fall of the Roman Empire, the law of primogeniture was commonly used in land. An owner of land would not divide it even during inheritance. Passing the land down the generations undivided slowed down growth of value and economy. This is because in many cases, the proprietor of land would not be able to improve the land quite as much as another person would. The tenants of land during the time would hardly afford to improve the land as they were considered a mild version of slaves who worked, and the produce belonged to the master. Tenants were considered part of the master's property and would be sold together with the land. The proprietors who constantly seek to grow in wealth also have the tendency to keep spending more for elegance and other expensive artifacts. These are the commodities that add no value, such as expenses on many servants that are unnecessary. As explained earlier, the unproductive expenses need to be kept low for better wealth accumulation. Hence, the accumulation of unproductive expenses by the proprietors could lead to ruin for them. This is also a threat in light of the great interdependence that people keep gaining as times go on. The laws keep changing. The legislator continues to be in favor of manufacture of commerce, which promotes freedom and opportunity for all.